We're on the top of Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, and if everything goes well, we hope to get to the Mishnah on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. And on the top of Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara is now studying the Shita of Rab Shimon ben Elazar. And the Gemara is going to ask me Nole. Rab Shimon ben Elazar is of the opinion that there are two categories of Tumas Begadim. There's one category called Negayim, Nigei Begadim, and that category is limited to Tzemer Upishtan. And even if you have a small cloth that's only three etzbos on three etzbos, nevertheless, if it has the various manifestations of Tumas Negayim, then it is Tame. As opposed to other begadim, which are not makabel tuma of tumas negoyim. So that's one category of tuma, which is called tumas negoyim. And again, to reiterate, that only applies, according to everyone, that only applies in a beged of tzemer of pishtan. But it does apply even in a small arig of Sholosh al Sholosh etzbos. However, we have another category of Tuma, which is called Tumas Maga. In the Gemara's language here, it's going to be called Tumas Shrotzim, in which case a Sheretz, which is an Avatuma, fell onto a Beged. And in this case, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says that if the Beged is made of other materials, that's called Shar Begadim, Shar Minim, other than Tzemru Pishtan, then the Sheretz is Matami the Beged, but only on condition that that Beged is a larger Beged, and it has the proportions of Shlosha al Shlosha Tfachim. And the Gemara is now asking, what is the source for Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and the second category of Tumah? Nafka may o beget in the parsha of Tumas Shrotzim, that's in Vayikra Yud Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Beis. The Pasuk says, V'chol asher yipola olav mehem b'mosam yitma, mikol kli eitz o beget, etc. Desanya, we learned in a brisa, it could have said beget. And instead, it says o beged. And the emphasis here is on the extra word o. Beged, if we only had the word beged without the extra word o, ainli ella beged. I would assume that we need your classic beged, as the Torah describes it, which is made of one or two materials, either of wool or of linen. And from Tumas Negoim, as a Binyan Av, we would have derived the conclusion that for all Dini Beged, in all areas of the Torah, we require O Tzemer O Pishtan. However, in Shar Begadim, made of other materials, we would not know that they have any status anywhere outside the framework of Negoim. In other words, even in other parashas in the Torah, for example, the parasha of Tumas Sheretz, which is called Tumas Maga, we would not know what would be the status of a Beged of Shar Minim. Therefore, Shlosha Shlosha B'Shar Begadim Minayin. How do we know that clothing, or in this case, a piece of cloth, I should say, to be more precise, that's made of a different material, and that's called Shar Begadim or Shar Minim, other than Tzemer Upishtan Minayin, how do we know that it is still called a Beged if it has the dimensions of 3x3 tefachim, it's a larger beged. Talmud Lomar O beged. That again, in the parashah in Vayikra Yud Aleph of Tumash Ratzim, the Torah added the word O, an extra word, and that superfluous word is coming as an inclusion to teach me that a beged made of other materials, other than Tzemer U'Pishton, is Mekabel Tumash Sheretz, if it has the dimensions of Shlosh Al Shlosha Tfachim. And that's the sheet of Rava in Rab Shimon ben Elazar. And in Mirza Hashem, when we get to the next Mishnah, we'll try to see if we can make a calculation, an overview of all the different sheetos. If we had a blackboard, we would make a whole table out of it. But in any event, Vabaye. Now we're up to Abaye. Abaye is of the opinion that Rav Shimon ben Elazar agrees with Rabbi Yishmael, Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, that we learned about yesterday, that there's no Tumah at all, even as far as Tumas Shrotzim are concerned, in other Begadim. And this is what we call, I'm going to use this term over and over again, so please learn it, Binyan Av, the Shita of Abaye, according to all Tanoim, that's Rabbi Shimon Elazar and Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, is the Shita Binyan Av, which means that just like in the parasha of Tumas Negoim, in Vayikra Perek Yud Gimel, the Torah mentions Tzemer U'Pishton, so too, anywhere in the Torah, whenever it uses the word Beged, it's referring to either Tzemer U'Pishton, which means that according to this Shita of Abaye, and according to Abaye, everybody agrees with this Shita, there's no Kabbalah's Tumah at all, even in Shlosh Al Shlosha Tfachim, in other Minim. It's only your definition of Beged must be Tzemer U'Pishton. So the Gemara asks, "Hi, O Beged, my Ovidle, what is Abaye going to do with the extra word O in the parish of Tumas Shrotzim, which according to Rava taught me that even in Shar Minim there is Kabbalah's Tuma of Mago, if a Sheretz falls on a Beged of other Minim and it has the dimensions of Shlosh Al Shlosha Tfachim, and Rava derived that from the extra word O, what's Abaye going to do with the extra word O? Miboyle L'rabo sholosh al sholosh bitzemer u'pishtan pishtim dimitami pishrotzim. We've derived that the conclusion that if you have tzemer u'pishtan of sholosh al sholosh etzbos, it's mekabel tumas negoyim. But how do we know it's mekabel tumas negoyim? That it's Mekabel Tumas Shrotzim, Tumas Maga, if a Sheretz falls on a Beged, which is as small, a piece of cloth, as tiny as Sholosh Al Sholosh Atzbos, which we said yesterday is fit to patch a rip in your garment. How do we know that such a small cloth, if a Sheretz falls on it, it's Mekabel Tumah? So the answer is that for that we have the extra word O. And that's teaching me that just like a Sholosh Al Sholosh of Tzemer U'Pishton is Mekabel Tumas Negoyim, so too it's Mekabel Tumas Shrotzim. V'Rava. Rava, how do you know that Tumas Negoyim will teach me something about Tumas Shrotzim? And Rava answers, Goli Rachmana Gabi Negoim V'Huadin L'Shrotzim. Once the Torah tells me that a Beged of Sholosh Al Sholosh Atzbos, if it's Tzemer U'Pishton, is included in the parasha of Tumas Negoim, when it manifests certain funny colors, etc., so too, it's considered a Beged as far as Tumas Shrotzim. If a Sheretz falls on this Orig, on this small cloth, which is Sholosh Al Sholosh Atzbos, made of Tzemer U'Pishton, it's Mekabel Tumah. V'Abaye. Why does Abaye need the extra word O to teach me Tumas Shrotzim in a Beged, an Orig of Sholosh Al Sholosh Atzbos of Tzemer U'Pishton? Why not derive it from the Goyim? And the answer is, I just want to give you the conceptual framework, is that Abaye is going to claim that the Torah was more machmir in Tumas Negoim than it was in Tumas Shrotzin. And therefore, even though the Torah has already taught me in Tumas Negoim that this beged of Shalosh Al Shalosh is Makabel Tumas Negoim, I would not be able to derive without the Pasuk O that there's Tumas Maga, meaning Tumas Shrotzin. What's the Chumrah in Negoim? Ikal Meimar, Ikal Mifrach, the Pircha would be Mal Negoim, Shekein Shesi, V'Erev Mitame Bohem. The Torah says explicitly in Vayikra Yud Gimel, in the Parsha of Negoim, that even threads that haven't been woven into a cloth are Makabel Tumas Negoim, if they have those phenomena, those manifestations of various weird colors, and the Kohen is Mitame them. And that puts Tumas Negoim into a separate category with regard to the status of a Beged. If a sheretz falls on a beged, then shesi v'arev, which are just threads, and they're not woven into a cloth, would certainly not be makabel tuma. So here you see the Torah was more machmir in the goyim than it was in tumas maga and tumas shrotzim. V'idach. Now we're back to Rava again. Rava is now going to have the following problem. How does Rava derive Tumas Shrotzim from Tumas Negoim? After all, we have a Chumrah in Negoim of Shesi V'Arev that we don't have in Tumas Shrotzim. And keep in mind that Rava has no choice but to derive Shrotzim from Negoim, because Rava uses the extra word O in the Parash of Shrotzim to include Shar Minim, other types of species, materials, other than Tzemeru Pishtan. So he doesn't have the word O to teach me Tumas Shrotzim in a beged of Shalosh Al Shalosh Etzbos. So the Gemara offers a very sophisticated logic here to explain Rava. Isal Kedaitach Negoim Chamiri. If, Abai, your premise is correct, that because of the parasha of Shesivi Orev, we're going to put Negoim into a special category, and it has a Tuma Chamura, is then we have the problem question. Is Lichtov Rachmona Gabi Shrotzim? The Torah should have given me this Chiddush that we derive from O Beged in the Parsha of Shrotzim, and Lesu Negoim Minayu. Okay, now what this means is that we're talking about Sholosh Al Sholosh. This we discussed yesterday. I don't know if we have time now to review the whole shiur of yesterday, but we needed a pasuk in order to derive that something that's not a full garment, but it's only a cloth that could be made into a garment, it's a piece, would also be Makabel Tumah. That's called Sholosh Al Sholosh Etzbos. And that, if you recall, was derived from a different pasuk, not in Vayikra Yud Aleph, but in Vayikra Yud Gimel. And here we pay to go through the Chumash inside. And in the parash of Negoim, there were two extra letters. It could have said Beged, and instead it said Veha Beged. So the Vav and the He was superfluous. So again, keep in mind that we're juggling a few different things here. We're juggling a ribui, an extra two letters in this case, in the word Veha Beged in the parash of Tumas Negoim. We're also juggling the extra word O Beged in Vayikra Yud Aleph in the parash of Shrotzim. And we're also juggling this Kal Vachomer, which is more Chomer, Tumas Negoim or Tumas Shrotzim. And so far, with the conclusion that we've come to, according to Abaye, is that the Tuma of Negoim is more Chomer than the Tuma of Shrotzim, because as we said before, it has the unique dimension of Shesi V'Arev. So now, Rava is asking the following question. If Abai's premise is correct, that Tumas Negoim is more Chomer, and in brackets, because of the Chumra of Shesi V'Arev, then when the Torah told me that even a beged as small as sholosh al sholosh etzbos, which is not really a beged at all, it's only a cloth that has the potential to be woven into a beged, even that's mekabel tumas negoyim. And that we derive from the pasuk veha beged in the parash of negoyim, the extra two letters vav and hey. Why didn't the Torah simply teach me in shrotzim that a small cloth of sholosh al sholosh is mekabel tumas shrotzim, and then I would have derived certainly in the goyim where the Torah is even more machmir and it has shesivi arev, certainly a small piece of cloth that's only sholosh al sholosh its bows is mekabel tumas negoyim. I would have derived it from shrotzim because again your premise abai is that the Torah was more machmir negoyim. So if the Torah wants to tell me this chumra of a small cloth for sholosh sholosh, tell it to me in shrotzim, and I would certainly derive it in negoyim. It must be therefore that the o beged in the parash of shrotzim is not coming to teach me a small cloth of sholosh sholosh that's made of tzemer pishtam, but rather it's coming to teach me a larger cloth, which is shlosh al shlosh tefachim, that was made up of a different material of shar minin. Ve'idach, now the Gemara bounces back to Abaye. What is going to be Abaye's answer to the claim of Rava? In other words, if the Torah would have been mechadish this chiddush, that all you need is an orig, a small cloth of shlosh al shlosh etzbos, made of tzemer pishtan, in Tumas Shrotzim, wouldn't I have derived therefore with a Kal v'chomer Tumas Negoyim of Sholosh al Sholosh? And that's because the Torah was more Machmir Negoyim than it was in Shrotzim, and that was Shesivi Ari. So the Gemara answers no. Negoyim Yishrotzim lo osu. If the Torah had only told me in the parash of Shrotzim that a small cloth of Sholosh al Sholosh is Mekabel Tuma, I could not derive any conclusions about Negoyim. And why is that? The equal of Mifrach. And now Abaye has a flip side. Until now we said that Negoyim had a Chumra that you didn't find in Shrotzim. Now we're saying the opposite, that Shrotzim has a Chumra that you don't find in Negoyim. And what is that? Mali Shrotzim Shekein Mitame Be'adosha. So what happens if part of a sheretz, not the entire body of this creature, falls on a beged? And the Torah says in Vayikra Yudal for the parasha of Shrotzim, Kol anogea bahem b'mosam yitame ad ha'orev. And the word bahem seems to indicate that you need the entire creature in its natural state. That's called shleimim. But on the other hand, the next pasuk says, V'chol asher yipol olav behem b'mosav. And now it says, mehem. And the Gemara in Chagiga derives from the extra mehem that even part of a sheretz, even a small part of a sheretz, if it falls on a beged, is metame. How small of a part of a sheretz is it? It's kadasha, the size of a barley kernel. Now we have to keep in mind, this based on a Mishnah in the sixth parak of Negoyim, that in the case of Nige Bgodim, you need a shear of kigris. Kigris is a larger kernel, it's a legume, which is nine times the size. A gris is the ratio between a gris and an adasha, my mistake, is 1 to 9. So that again, just to emphasize, a gris, did I say 1 to 9? I meant to say 9 to 1, actually, that would have been more precise. A gris is 9 times the size of an adasha. So you see that the Torah is paradoxically more machmir in Shrotzim than in Negoyim. And therefore Abaye's position is that whatever chidushim you derive from Parshas Negoyim cannot be applied to Parshas Shrotzim, because in the Goyim we had the Chumrah of Shasivi Arev, and the reverse is true as well. Whatever dinim the Torah teaches me in the parash of Shvatzim, I cannot extrapolate and apply to Negoyim, because the Torah was more machmir in the case of Shvatzim, that a sheretz, even if only a fraction of the body that's kiadasha falls on a beged, it conveys tumah. Whereas in the case of Negoyim, we need at least a shear, minimum shear of kigris. Okay, so that's what we have. That's what we have here. Now, back on Daf Chavav Amid Beis, the Gemara had quoted a brisa that came from Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael, and that was the brisa of what we call Binyan Av, that Rabbi Yishmael says that just like it says Beged in the Parash of Negoyim, and then the Torah specifies that it's got to be made of Tzemer of Pishtan, so too a Beged made of other materials is not called a beged. It's not makabel tumah. Not neither tumah is negoyim. That's for sure not, because the Torah says in the parasha negoyim it's got to be tzemru pishton, nor any other tumah like tumah shrotzin. And we're going to see implications as far as tzitzis and other dinim. So now Abaye is going to quote an additional brisa that also comes from Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. And this particular version that Abai is about to present is different, is mapik. Mapik means cholek. It is in debates and rejects the original Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel that we had back on Daf Chof Vav. Omer Abai, hi Tana, the following Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, who came out of the base medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, mapik, he disagrees, me'idach, from the original Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel that we learned earlier. The Tani Debei Rabbi Shmuel, this is what you'd call Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Roman numeral number 2. And this Debei Rabbi Shmuel is analyzing the parasha of Tumah Shrotzim in Vayikra Yud Aleph. And in that parasha it says that a sheretz fell on a beged. Beged. Ainli ela beged tsemer upishtim. That tumah shrotzim only applies if the sheretz fell on wool or linen garments. Minayin l'rabos tsemer gmalim tsemer anovim. Notza shal izin. Vashi rayim vakolach vasrikin. Talmud lomar o beged. This version, which we'll call Roman numeral number 2 of Debei Rabbi Shmuel, expands Tumas Shrotzim to other Mine Begodim. He gives a whole long list here. He's got the wool from a camel, the wool from a rabbit. He's got the feathers of goats. He's got three different categories of silk. One is called shirayim, which is what's called in Hebrew the ikar meshi. The second is called kolach, which is made of the psoles of meshi. It's a lower quality silk. And then srikim, and that is the highest quality. It's made of a very soft kind of silk. Anyway, all these different materials are included in the parasha of Tumas Shrotzim, based or derived from O Beged, the extra word O, Larabos Mine Begodim, all different types of Begodim. Now, if you recall, Abai was the one who insisted that according to everyone, whether it be Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, whether it be Rabbi Shmuel, the status of other Begodim as far as Tumah, other begodim, meaning of other materials, is zero. They're not makabel tumah. But now we have a new version, a second version of Debei Rabbi Shmuel, according to which O beged teaches me that as far as tumah shrotzim is concerned, if a sheretz falls on a different kind of a beged made of sharminim, then that beged is makabel tumah. Now Rava is going to disagree, and he's going to equate the two Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel number 1 with Rabbi Shmuel number 2. Rava Omar ki lesle lahach tana debei Rabbi Shmuel b'shar b'godim sholosh al sholosh. But Shlosha al Shlosha Isle. Rava is of the opinion that Rabbi Yishmael, just one second, Ki Lesle Lahach Tana. In other words, when does Rabbi Yishmael, in the first formulation of Rabbi Yishmael, with regard to Tumas Shrotzim, he excludes other Pgadim, meaning other than Tzemru Pishtan, that's only as far as this very small cloth, which is 3x3 etzbos. However, if you have a cloth that is much larger, and it's made of Shar Minim, it's Shlosha al Shlosha Tfachim Isle. This Tana holds that there is Kabbalah Tumah, and that we derive from the extra word O, Beged. And it comes out that according to Rava, there's no machlokas between the two formulations of Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Both of them agree that a very small cloth of Shalosh al Shalosh Etzbos is only metame, not only in the Goyim, but even in Shratzim, if it's made of Tzemru Pishton. But if you have a larger cloth, that's Shalosh al Shalosh Tfachim, then it would be Mekabel Tumas Shratzim. And the Gemara now posits a contradiction between Rava back on Daf Chav Vav and Rava here on Chav Zayin. Va'Rava Hu Diyoma, we had Rava back on Daf Chav Vav with regard to the Parsha Tumas Shrotzim, who said that Shlosha al Shlosha v'Shar B'Gadim L'Rabbi Shim Ben Elazar Islay L'Tanah D'Bei Rabbi Shmuel Leslay. Rava had formulated a machlokes between two Tanoim about the status of a cloth that's 3x3 tefachim with regard to other materials other than tzemru pishtan in tumas shrotzim. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, there is such a thing as kabbalas tuma of shrotzim of maga in other materials other than tzemru pishtan, again on the condition that shloshal shlosha tefachim, whereas Rabbi Shmuel rejected it. Rabbi Shmuel said that we have this Binyan Av, which teaches me that Beged must be made of Tzemru Pishtan. And that's not only true in Negoyim, but it's also true in Shrotzim. So how could Rava now say that according to Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, and both Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuels, the first and the second, there is Tumas Shrotzim in Shlosha al Shlosha in Shar B'Godim? So my answer is, Hoda Be Rava Me'ahi. Rava changed his mind. He rescinded his original position. He now, in this new position, agrees to Abaye that both Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar are both saying the same thing, except he disagrees fundamentally with Abaye. According to both of them, there's no such thing as Tumas B'Gadim, even in Shratzim, in Shar Minim. Whereas according to Rava, both of these Tanoim agree that although in Tumas Negoyim we're limited to a Beged of Tzemru Pishtan, but in Tumas Shrotzim, in Tumas Shrotzim, we're going to differentiate between Tzemru Pishtan on the one end and Shar Minim on the other end. Tzemru Pishtan is even in Shalosh al Shalosh Etzbos is Mekabel Tuma, and Shar Minim you require Shalosh al Shalosh Tfachim is Mekabel Tuma. So that's one approach, that Rava changed his mind. The Ibois Ema. Now the Gemara wants to suggest that Rava never changed his mind. He agrees to Abaye that Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel the first holds that only in Tzemru Pishtan is there Tuma, and that's against this second Devei Rabbi Shmuel, this last Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, who accepts Tumas Shrotzim in Shar B'Gadim. Ha! And this statement that we have in the name of Rava, that there's no machlokas between the Tanoim, that wasn't Rava who said it, but rather of Papa Amora. We made a mistake and we thought mistakenly it was Rava, but it was really Rav Papa. There are Papa Omar, now the Gemara quotes Rav Papa, who says that when the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel the first said that Beged in the Goyim is only Tzemru Pishtan, is Af Kol, so too everywhere. This was the Binyanav of Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel the first. Beged elsewhere is only is only in Tzemer Upishtan, Lasuye Kilayim. What Tanya Rebbe Shmuel the First, according to Rav Papa's version, came to teach us from this Binyan Av is that if you have a Beged, in the parasha in Kedoshim Vayikra Yutes, it says Beged Kilayim Shatnis Lo Yal Alecha. What is a Beged? A Beged is made of Tzemer Upishtan. So if you mix these two minim called wool and flax together in one beged, then you violate the Isur Kilayim if you wear such a beged. But if you mix other minim, we spoke about silk and cotton and so forth and so on, that would not form an Isur Kilayim. As far as beged in Tumas Shrotzim is concerned, we're not going to derive any conclusions from the Goyim, because we have the Pasuk O Beged in the Parsha of Shvatim, and that tells me that other Minim, other than Tzemer Upishtan, are Makabel Tuma. And that was Rabbi Shmuel the Second. And that applied even in Shalosh Al Shalosh Etzbos, if you remember. But as far as a Binyan Av beyond Shrotzim in other areas of the Torah, for example, the Parsha of Kilayim, then we go back to the Parsha of Negoyim, which now serves as the Binyan Av, and that's the Af Kol, if you want to underline those two words, to teach me that we restrict Kilayim to Tzemer Upishtan. So the Gemara says that doesn't make any sense. The Torah explicitly tells me in the Parsha of Kilayim that Kilayim only applies to Tzemer Upishtan. Kilayim behedjik sive bay. The Torah says it explicitly in Parshas Ki Teitze. It says, lo silba shatnes, Tzemer Upishtan yachdav. And therefore, we would never derive justify any derivation from the Goyim to limit Kilayim to Tzemer Upishtan. The Torah itself limits Kilayim to Tzemer Upishtan. Salka Dait, the Gemara tries to defend Rav Papa. Amina, I would have thought. Hani, Mili, when do we say that the Isur Shatnez applies exclusively to wool and linen? That's only Derech Levisha. There are two different Isurim in Kilayim, in the Parasha Kilayim. One is called Derech Levisha, and the other is called Derech Halah. Derech Levisha means when he puts his arms through the sleeves, and he wears it the way anyone would wear it. Halah is when he wraps a beged over his body, and he's not wearing it. Is I would have thought that maybe in Halah, which is a separate pasuk in the Torah, from which we derive Halah, that's in Vayikra Yutes Pasuk Yutes, is Kol Trei Mini Aser. Maybe in Halah, the Torah would be Machmir and say that any mixture of two different categories of materials that were woven together is prohibited in Derech Halah, and the Gemara rejects this. Ve'lav kalvachomer u'malavisha dekamisani kuli gufa mikalayim amrit tzemer upishtan in midiachrini lo halah lo kol shkein. We're more machmir in Levisha when the entire body of a person benefits from the garment that he's wearing, and yet, despite that chumrah, in contrast to Derech Halah, where only a part of his body is being warmed up if he puts it over his shoulder. And yet the Torah, in the case of Kilayim, in Levisha, the Torah says, Dafka, a mixture of wool and linen, that's which the Torah explicitly prohibits to the exclusion of any other combination of two different minim acherim, other types of material, is halal, lo kolshken, how much more so in halal, which is less chamur, how much more so we're going to have that limitation and restrict it to a mixture of tzemer upishtan, elad Rav Papa b'du sahi. So Gemara drops the ball on Rav Papa and says there's no way we can make any sense out of Rav Papa. There's no reason why we would need to justify a binyan av from the goyim to kelayim. So now the Gemara offers another approach to explain Tana de Rabbi Shmuel the First in such a way that it should not contradict Tana de Rabbi Shmuel the Second, and that's the opinion of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omer Af Kol, that when we use the parasha of Negoim as a binyan av to define beged as restricted to Tzemer Upishtan, here we turn to Chav Zayin Amid Beis Lasuye Tzitzis. It's coming to limit the mitzvah of tzitzis to these two materials. The pasuk says in Parsha Shlach, it says, "V'asu lahem tzitzis al kanfei v'gdeim." So we have here begadim. What is a beged? And we're going to derive from the goyim. The goyim is going to be the archetype to teach me that in tzitzis, a beged must be made of either wool or linen. And then it's chayiv in tzitzis. However, if you talk about tumah shrotzim, then we have the word o, that's going to teach me that tumah shrotzim in magav asheretz applies even beyond the limitations of tzeru pishtun to shar begadim, if you have shalosh al shalosh atzbos. So once again, the Gemara rejects Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak for the same, pretty much the same reason it rejected Rav Papa. Tzitzis behed yaksiv. The Torah says, lo silva shatnez, tzemer upishtin yachtov, and then the very next pasuk, uksiv, gedilim tasalch al arbas, al arba kanfos ksusecha, which means that there's a smichus aparshios, two parshios are written one next to the other, shatnez, which the Torah explicitly limits to tzemer upishtin, and gedilim tasalcha, which is the mitzvah of tzitzis, to teach you that the mitzvah of tzitzis only applies to a beged that's made of either wool or linen. Sigmar tries to defend Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Salka taitachamina, I would have thought that despite the smichus aparshios between shatnez and tzitzis, which seems to indicate that the tzitzis have to be made, the beged of the tzitzis has to be made of tzemer or pishtan, I would have thought that maybe the smichus aparshios is not coming to tell me what is the material that's made, that the beged is made up of, but rather it's telling me something about the chutei tzitzis themselves. What are the fringes that tzitzis made of? And that is, they have to be made of either tzemer or pishtan. So it could be that any beged, you have a silk or a cotton garment, it would be chayiv in tzitzis, but we're going to limit and restrict the tzitzis themselves to be made of either wool or linen, kidarava. And this is based on Rava's reconciliation of two seemingly contradictory verses in the parasha in Shlach of tzitzis. To Rava Rami means he raised a contradiction. Ksiv, one pasuk says, I'll read the whole pasuk. V'yasu lehem tzitzis al kafevig deyem l'dor asam. V'nasnu al tzitzis hakanaf psil techeles. Now this word hakanaf, which means the corner of the garment, the corner of the garment is an extra word. It's superfluous. It already says al kafevig deyem. So why did the Torah again have to repeat the word hakanaf? It could have said v'nasnu al hatzitzis psil techeles, not al kanaf big day al kanaf psil techeles. And the answer is that the word hakanaf must be teach me alocha min hakanaf, which means that the tzitzis themselves have to be made mi min hakanaf. They have to be made from the same exact material as the beged itself. So let's say, for example, you have a woolen garment, the tzitzis would have to be made of wool. A linen garment, the tzitzis would have to be made of linen. But you cannot put linen tzitzis on a woolen garment, or the reverse. But yet, uksiv, we have another pasuk. I'll read the whole pasuk. The Torah says, lo silva shatnez, tzemer upishtim yachtov. And immediately afterwards, the pasuk says, gedilim tasalcha. From the smichas hapsukim, it would seem that all different types of begadim, kol mini abegadim, itzemer upishtim tasalcha eschutei atzitzis, that in the case of all mini begadim, right, then Semru Pishtin Tasalcha. Tasalcha means make the chutei tzitzis from Semru Pishtin. But the tzitzis don't have to be the same as the beged. Again, you have to make the tzitzis from Semru Pishtin, but you don't have to put Semer on a beged of Semer. Pishtin, chutei Pishtin, as tzitzis on a beged of Pishtin. You could reverse it. So on the one hand, Hakanaf seems to indicate that the tzitzis have to be made from the exact same material as the beged. On the other hand, the Smichas HaParshios seems to expand the possibility of Gedilim Tasalcha to include Tzemer U'Pishtan on all begotten. So if I could make my tzitzis out of wool and attach them to a linen garment. HaKetzad, so Rav asks, how do I reconcile this contradiction? And he answers the following. Tzemer U'Pishtan Potrin Bein B'minon Bein Shalo B'minon. If you have a chut, right, the chutim of the tzitzis are made of either of these two magical and special materials, either wool or pishtan, then you can use it interchangeably. In other words, it doesn't matter what the beged is made of, you could always use those tzitzis. So it doesn't matter. For example, if you have a beged of linen, you could put tzitzis of wool. However, mishar minim, b'minom potrim, shalo b'minom enom potrim. In other minim, what we have is hakanof, and hakanof tells me that the tzitzis and the chute tzitzis have to be identical in their material with the beged itself. So that although there's a very magical status to Tzemer U'Pishtan, that if the chutim are made of either Tzemer U'Pishtan, then that could work on any beged, no matter what it's made of. But in the case of other minim, if the chutim of tzitzis are made up of other minim, then the hakanof principle kicks in, and the tzitzis and the beged have to be made of the same minim. So let's say, for example, you would have chutim of tzitzis that are made of meshi, of silk, and you would put them on a beged of tzemer, that would not be good. You would need hakanof, mivin hakanof. And by the way, Rashi Sheet did not hear, but in Menachos, for anyone who's interested, is that hakanof, min hakanof is not only the material, but even the color. Because I'll tell you the truth, I've seen people walking around with blue, with the green, all sorts of colors of gadim now. I don't know, it became a new style. I don't know exactly how they could fulfill Rashi's requirement of hakanof, min hakanof, because they're going to have a multicolored tzitzis also, not just the beged. Anyway, that's on the side. So the Gemara says, Salketait chamina kerava, based on the shita of Rava, which means that even other materials, like for example silk or cotton, are considered begadim as far as tzitzis is concerned, is kamash balan, the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel wants to have this binyan av from Negoim, that just like beged in the parash of Negoim is limited to tzemru pishtin, so to beged in the parash of tzitzis is also limited to Tzemeru Pishtan. Godim Ishar Minim Pturim Tzitzis. And that we need a Binyan Av from the Goyim. It's not enough to derive from Smichus, because Rava had different conclusions that he derived from Smichus. So anyway, just to summarize, it comes out that according to Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel is going to derive from the Goyim that just like Negoyim is limited to Tzemer U'Pishtan, so too the parash of Tzitzis and the Chiv Tzitzis is only applicable to Tzemer U'Pishtan. So the Gemara asks the following kasha. Omer of Acha Berei Derav L'Rav Ashi L'Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rab Nachman Bar Yitzchak's interpretation of Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Maishna Le'inyan Tuma, why is it that as far as Tuma Shrotzim are concerned, as opposed to tzitzis, we're going to say that in Tumah Shrotzim, we're going to expand the Tumah even to other minim. Just one second. Again, Maishna le'inyan Tumah. In Tumah Shrotzim, we're going to... what are we going to do with the Binyan Av of Negayim? That beged in Tumah Shrotzim is only Tzemer U'Pishtan, the Merabe. But nevertheless, we're going to have the Ribuy of O Beged. Oh, that's what I was missing, sorry. We have the Ribuy of O Beged to include Tumah Shrotzim in other Begadim. Is Hochenami here too in the parish of Tzitzis, Lema Lerabos Sharminim, Mi Ashat Chasaba. There's an extra pasuk in the parasha of tzitzis that says asher techaseba, meaning anything that covers your body is chayv in tzitzis. Why don't we do the exact same thing here in tzitzis that we did in tumas shrotzim? In tumas shrotzim, according to Tanu the Rabbi Shmuel, we had the extra pasuk o beged that expanded tumas shrotzim beyond the confines of tzemer upishtan. And therefore, Shar Minim is also Makabal Tumas Shrotzim B'Maga. We should apply the same rule to Tzitzis. And now that we have the Pasuk Asher Techaseba, that's coming to include other Begadim in Tzitzis. Why do you rely on the Binyan Av from the Goyim to limit yourself to Tzemer Pishtan in the case of Tzitzis, but in the case of Tumas Shrotzim, you went beyond that the Binyan Av, because you have the extra Josh of O Beged. So the Gemara answers, "Hahu, that extra drasha of Asher Techaseba, we need for another reason. La suye ksus suma hu diasa. If Nebuch a blind person is chayev in tzitzis, and since the Torah added the words Asher Techaseba, it's teaching you that even a blind person is obligated in tzitzis. Why would I think otherwise? This sanya we learned in a braisa in the parashat tzitzis says u'ri'isem oso. You should see the tzitzis prat l'ksus laila, which means that if you wear tzitzis at night, you're potter. Again, it's a gigantic machlokas. We've shown what that means, but we don't have time for that now. Ata omer, you're telling me in this braisa prat l'ksus laila that when it says u'ri'isem oso, it's excluding nighttime. Oh, Eino, maybe I could argue El Prat L'Ksus Suma. Maybe a blind person is potter from tzitzis because he does not have Ur'isim Oso. The answer is, Kshu Omer, when it says in the Pasuk Asher Techaseba, Harei Ksus Suma Amur. It's counting to include even a blind person. Those are the extra words, Asher Techaseba, anything that covers your body. Hamani Makayim Ur'isim Oso. So what are we going to do with the fact that the Torah stipulates that you have to see the tzitzis? Prat l'ksus laila, that's at night. So the Gemara immediately asks, Umara Isa. Excuse me. Which means that whenever you have a ribui and a miut, you never know what the ribui is coming to include and what the miut is coming to exclude. What? How do you know what birdie tells you? L'rabas the asher techaseba is coming to teach you a suma, and the words who reisimel so is coming to exclude a ksus laila. Why not say just the opposite? Marba ani. Oh, why not just say the opposite? That asher techaseba is coming to include laila, and reisimel so is coming to exclude a suma. And the Gemara answers, marba ani ksus laila ksus suma. It makes sense that Asher Techaseba is coming to include a blind person. Why? Because there is Ur'isim also. Not for the blind person, but for other people. Others can see the tzitzis. Motzi ani ksus laila, but in the case of laila, shekeinena b'ri'ah eitz alacherim, nobody could see it, therefore I'm going to exclude it. So Gemara now asks the kasha, v'yema l'ravo sharb gadu. Why not say the Asher Techaseba is coming lafuke to exclude that binyan av from the goyim that taught me that only tzemer upishtan is chayiv in tzitzis? Maybe other materials are also chayiv in tzitzis because it says Asher Techaseba. So who says Asher Techaseba is coming to teach you suma, a blind person? Maybe it's coming to include cotton and silk. Mistaber, the Gemara says it's logical. Koi b'tzemru pishton, mar b'tzemru pishton. Koi b'tzemru pishton, mar b'shar b'godin. Which means the following. That it makes sense that since we have smichas aparshios between parshas tzitzis and parshas kilayim, and the Torah says explicitly tzemru pishton, it makes sense that any sort of ribui that you're going to derive to expand tzitzis from Asher Techaseba should be within the framework of tzemru pishton. But kikoy v'tzemru pishton mar b'shar b'godim? And this is a rhetorical question. Does it make sense that if the Torah is talking about tzemru pishton, now we're going to say that the ribui of Asher Techaseba goes beyond tzemru pishton? That doesn't make any sense. Therefore, I'm going to use the Yasher Techaseba to include the case of a blind person. Now, back on Daf Chavav, we learned that Rav Shimon ben Elazar excludes, as far as Schach is concerned, Pishtan, because since Pishtan is included in Kabbalah's Tumas Negoim, anything that's Mekabel Tumah is excluded and disqualified as Schach. So Abaye now quotes another Tana that agrees with that approach. Omer Abaye, Rav Shimon Elazar v'sumchus omru davar echot. Sumchus is going to agree with Rav Shimon Elazar. Okay, what's Rav Shimon Elazar? Rav Shimon Elazar Damaran, that we learned earlier in the Braisa, that according to Rav Shimon Elazar, we're not allowed to use Pishtan for Schach, that we know. But, and again, when we say that you're not allowed to use Pishtan for Schach, that means even fibers of Pishtan. You know, nobody would say that if you have a beged of Pishtan, you could use it as Schach, because that's already a kli, and that's for sure excluded. But we're telling you that even if you'd have, let's say, bundles of raw fibers, raw linen fibers, that would also be possible as Schach. And why? Because it's included in the parish of Negoyim. And Sumchus agrees, the sign you have a brisa, Sumchus omer sichecha betavui psula, mipnei shemitama binegoyim. So now we're talking about tavui. Tavui means that you take the fibers of the linen plant, and after processing them, you make them into threads, the fibers become threads of linen. That's called tavui. And once you've done that, then you have bundles of threads of pishtan, and those are excluded from schach. And why are they excluded from schach? That we already know from Rav Shimon Elazar, because they are mekabel tumah. And in the parsha of Tumas Negoyim, the Torah says shesivi arev. So even threads, even before you weave them into a cloth, are mekabel tumas negoyim. And if they're mekabel tumas negoyim, then the exact opposite is true in the case of schach. They are excluded from schach. Kiman, this opinion of Sumchus, that if you have threads of linen, that just like the Mekabel Tumas Negoyim, they also are excluded from Schach, Ki Hai Tana. That reflects the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Now, let's try to understand. There's a further processing, a more developed stage in the development of linen, which is called libun, which in English I think would be bleaching. And we're going to have a machlokas tanoim about the status of this, whether this bleaching is a requirement in terms of the status of tumas negoim, and therefore the flip side in schach, with, you know, what is the status of the bleaching process? Disnan, we learned in the Mishnah Negoim, Shesivi Orev Metame Binegoim Miyat. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says we don't have to wait until the next stage of Libun, of bleaching and making them white, in order to establish the status of these threads that are made of linen. These threads are immediately Metame. In Tumas Negoim, they receive Tumas Negoim under the law of Shesivi Arev. And that's Rabbi Meir. And that's what Sumchus meant when he said Bitavui. Tavui means immediately after you make these threads, even before you bleach them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shesi Misheyishle Veha'erev Miyat. So he differentiates between the warp and the woof. And he says that as far as shasi is concerned, we have to wait until they put the fibers of the shasi inside a major cauldron, and they cook it, and then as a result of the cooking process, it becomes whitened, it becomes bleached. That's called limud. Ve'unin shel pishtan. This is already an earlier stage, according to Rabbi Yehuda, before they bleached it in this by cooking them in the cauldron. So we're at an early stage of pishtan. So again, he may have beaten the fibers and made them into threads, but he has not yet done the process of libun. Is then mishi yislavnu. It's only going to receive tuma after the process of libun, after you heat it up in the oven, or you cook it in a cauldron. And now it comes out that both Rabbi Meir and Tzumchus agree that even in the case of shisi, once you have it as threads, even though you haven't bleached them yet, they already have the status of shisi, which means two things. Number one, it means that they're makabel tumas negoyim, and number two, it means that they're posel fashach. Now, Rabosai, we have just 3 minutes left. What I'd like to do with you, if you're interested, officially this year is over, but I'd like to take these 3 minutes, perhaps, to give an overview, because the Masifta has a beautiful chart here, a table, to summarize the various shitos that we've been studying. Now, he points out the following. If the min beged is tzeber upishtan, then, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, according to Rabbi Yishmael, Tanna Rabbi Yishmael the first, according to Tanna Rabbi Yishmael the second, everybody agrees that this kabbalas tumas negoyim, les man de polig, sholosh al sholosh etzbos, it's made of either tzemer upishton, a very small cloth, as we said, 3x3 etzbos, and it's metame both tumas negoyim, and according to Abaye, just 1 second, it's also metame tumas shrotzim, because again, it's made of tzemer upishton. So tzemer upishton made sholosh al sholosh etzbos is included both in tumas negoyim and in tumas shrotzim. Then we get to Rava. Rava holds according to his original opinion, and even according to his final opinion, that Abaye is correct, that sholosh al sholosh etzbos is metame both in negoyim and in shrotzim, if it's made of tzemer upishtan. And the same is true according to Rav Papa and Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. So, basically, we are clear, straight across the board, if you have a cloth that is made of either wool or linen, straight across the board, it's 3x3 etzbos, it's makabel tuma, both tumas negoyim and tumas shrotzim. Now we get to the more complicated side, and that is shar minin. Other species like cotton and silk. And now we break it down into Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Tana de Rav Shmuel the first, Tana de Rav Shmuel the second. According to Abaye, no such thing. There's no such thing as tuma in the goyim, in shar b'godim, that's for sure. Not only that, according to Abaye, in Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar the first, I'm sorry, in Tanavei Rabbi Shmuel the first, and in Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, there's no tumas shrotzim in shar min. But here's where Abaye points out that according to the second version of Tanavei Rabbi Shmuel, in rejection of the first, there is tumas shrotzim, only tumas shrotzim, again, never tumas negoyim in shar min. And all you need is sholosh al sholosh etzbos. Now we go to Rava. Rava, before he changed his mind, holds that, and again, I don't even have to repeat this, that in tumas negoyim, there's no such thing as tumas negoyim in shar minim. But when we get to tumas shrotzim, here's where Rava disagrees with Abaye, and he holds that according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and the first Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, right, we're talking about the original formulation of Rava, that there's a machlok between Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds that if you have Shlosha Tfachim made up of other minu, then it's metame to mishrotzen. Whereas Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel would reject that. There's no such thing as tuma because we have the dinyanav in shar minim. Even if you had a large cotton garment that was made as large as shlosha tefach. Okay, now Rava changes his mind. In Rava's new formulation, then, as far as Tuma Shrotzim is concerned, everybody agrees that if you have Shlosha Tfachim, then it's Makabel Tuma Bishar Minim in Tuma Shrotzim. And finally, we get to Rav Papa and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. They hold that in the case of Shar Minim, in Tumas Shrotzim, again, there's no such thing as Tumas Negoyev in Sharminim. In the case of Tumas Shrotzim, if you have a Beged of Sholosh al Sholosh Etzbos, then both according to the first Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel and according to the second Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, it is Makabel Tum. So that's just an overview of everything we did. And Amir Tzashem, tomorrow we can start with the Mishnah of Kol Yotzi Min HaEitz on the bottom of Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Okay then?
Can I ask a question? Really?
Please.
Can you explain, I don't understand, what do you mean by the first Tana de Rabbi Shimon and the second?
Right, if you remember... Right, no, there were two different traditions as to what Rabbi Shmuel taught in his base medrash. It could be the Rabbi Shmuel himself vacillated back and forth. According to Abaye, there's a major machlokas between Tana Bei Rabbi Shmuel the first and Tana Bei Rabbi Shmuel the second. Because according to Abaye, Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel the first was of the opinion that there's no such thing as Tuma, even in Shrotzim, in Sharminim. Whereas Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel the second had that special drasha, L'Rabo Sharminim, and According to Abaye, it comes out that in the second Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, that version of Rabbi Shmuel, if you have a beged of made of shar minim, then it's makabel to mishrotzim. Even if it's a cloth that's so small, it only has the size of 3x3 atzbos.
So these were two different sanatim that learned in Rabbi Shmuel's academy, and they each had a different tradition of what he said.
Exactly. Exactly, that's according to Abaye. Whereas Rava tries very hard to reconcile the two brises of Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel. And again, it depends on Rava before he changes his mind and Rava after he changes his mind. But at least within Rava's frame of reference, there's a possibility that Shar Minim would be Mekabel Tumah, according to both Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel's, but only if you have Shlosha Tfachim. And that's how Rava reconciles the two Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel's. But again, only if you have Shlosha Tfachim. Whereas Abai says that there are two versions in Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel. The first version, which excludes Tumah Shrotzim in a beged made of Sharb Godim, and the second Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, which accepts Tumas Shrotzim in Shar Minim, even in a very small cloth, that is Sholosh al Sholosh its bones.
Thank you.
Okay, then?
Thank you.
Right, you definitely have to have a copy of this chart. I wish I could make a copy for you, but that's hard to do over the internet. All right, everyone should have a great day.